Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Untreated anxiety can bring adolescent development to a halt. And parents can find themselves in a bind when their teenager won't cooperate with treatment. Find out what to do about it when this happens in episode number 43, titled, Our Daughter's Anxiety is Running the Family. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family you work for every day, and for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, Virginia from Palos Heights, Illinois, writes, our 14-year-old daughter is very bright, gifted in fact, yet she has always been anxious and insecure. For instance, she was always reluctant to go to her classmates' birthday parties, believing the other kids didn't like her. We always did everything we could to help her with her confidence, but she rarely did anything social. If we pushed her, she would complain that her anxiety would get out of control. We worried about her in middle school because she hung out with misfits, but she always got A's, so we didn't feel we could complain about it too much. We always thought things would get better as she got older and developed interests, but it doesn't seem that she has developed interests. She spends most of her time in her room either doing homework or playing video games with people she says are her friends. She doesn't like what I cook, so she doesn't come to the dinner table and just makes her own food and eats it in her room. She still gets A's and throws it in our face whenever we complain about anything or ask her to clean her messy room. She demands that I drive her to school every day and says she won't go if I make her ride her bike. We send her to therapy for a few months last year, but she always complained every time and nothing really changed. The therapist wanted her to see a psychiatrist for medication, but she refused. Her older brother is nothing like this. He isn't extremely social, but he does have friends and they hang out together. With our daughter's anxiety, it really limits what we can do as a family. We just don't know what to do at this point. Can you help us? Well, thanks for your question, Virginia. And yes, you've got a challenging situation on your hands, all right. And your question is an important one because anxiety among teenagers is higher than it's ever been. So let's take a look at where things are now, how you may have gotten here, and how you can move forward with your daughter in a healthy way. It's, of course, terrific that your daughter continues to get A's. That's one area of her life that's going well, but she doesn't seem to be developing socially. She doesn't make time with friends in person, only online friends. Well, maybe these kids live in different parts of the country or the world, or maybe they're friends from high school. I don't know, but either way, while online friendships can be good, and I know lots of situations where kids have friends all over the world and it's really neat, but they are not a substitute for in-person friends. I'm not sure what your daughter did during the summer, but if she's holding up in her room and not socializing, that's not a good thing. Here are some things that strike me as areas of real concern. She doesn't seem to have any athletic or physical activity she engages. Her diet is likely not very healthy. She's not eating the nice meals you create. She isn't growing past her innate shyness, and she suffers from anxiety with no plan to resolve it. She isn't involved in any positive social activity, and quite obviously, she doesn't seem to think she needs to listen to her parents. In fact, she seems to be running the show, and as a result, she's not getting the benefit of your knowledge and guidance. She's not growing and preparing for young adulthood. It's great that she's smart and at least so far is applying herself in school, but adult success, it's based more on emotional intelligence and the ability to work successfully with other people. And it's important to form satisfying relationships. It's not all about intelligence and just being able to work hard. So right now, you'd have to say that her anxiety is running her and it's running you. That's not healthy. We don't want our feelings to manage us. We want to manage our feelings. No, not deny them or squash them, but understand them and then make healthy choices. Make sense? Okay, Virginia, how did you get here? Well, my guess is that you were very supportive and understanding of your daughter's social shyness and worked hard to make her comfortable. You did this with the hope that once she got comfortable, that she'd develop confidence and venture out. Instead, she got used to the idea that she needed to be comfortable all the time, and that it was your job to support her and keep her comfortable. And she became anxious any time she got out of her comfort zone. Well, we live in challenging times, and parents are anxious about their kids. Will they be okay? Will they get into trouble? Will they be picked on and bullied? Will they be prepared to support themselves in a competitive world? So now, if you have a shy or sensitive or anxious child, it makes sense that parents will become protective and often overprotective. And of course, if we're anxious about being anxious, if we're anxious about their being anxious, that's a closed loop that just feeds on itself. Now, Virginia, all is not lost. Your daughter is a 14-year-old high school freshman, which is still a young teen, and there is time to get things going in a healthy direction. Number one, she does care about school and her grades. Number two, she does care about her computer games and online friends. So those are good things. She's connecting. What do we want? We want her to develop age-appropriate social relationships and engage healthy social activities, often called pro-social activities. We want her to listen to and cooperate with her parents' requests and expectations. What a concept, right? And we want her to talk with her parents with a respectful tone of voice. Unheard of, but that's what we want. And if her anxiety is keeping her from being able to move forward socially, we want her to work with a therapist to resolve her anxiety. Now, there's a recent article in the Journal of Clinical Child and Adolescent Psychology reporting a study of 7 to 17-year-olds with anxiety. It was determined that treatment was highly successful with the most anxious subjects when they were treated with both psychotherapy and medication. In fact, resolving the anxiety completely in 12 weeks in 60% of the cases. Now, these are the most anxious kids. So in order to start moving in a direction that will allow your daughter to make progress on these issues, you and your husband are going to need to get out of the control battle you are in with her. You push, she pushes back with intensity, using anxiety and good grades as her weapons, and then you fold, sit and wait, and then repeat. That needs to change. And as parents, you need to resolve that you will be guided by health, not by your daughter's emotional intensity or her anxiety. She needs you to regain parental authority. Kids need strong, empowered parents who will take a stand in the name of what's right for them, even when they're resisting just that. It is, in fact, exactly what they want, and it's exactly what they need. So here are some suggestions for turning things around. Make an appointment with a therapist with expertise in adolescent anxiety who is also comfortable working with parents and families. That way, you can go in together and you can describe not only what you see going on with your daughter, but the challenges you've had helping her and the resistance you've gotten. The therapist, of course, will want to see your daughter individually as well. All right, now, have a control battle changing conversation with your daughter. You'll be empathetic towards her anxiety and acknowledge her strengths. Being a responsible and capable student, good at online games and relationships and all the wonderful things that you know about her that we don't. Then you're going to apologize for not having gotten her the help she needed sooner and letting her condition linger. And that you're going to work together to help her resolve her anxiety and move forward in healthy ways. And let her know that you've made an appointment with the therapist. And if the therapist recommends a psychiatrist for medication evaluation, let your daughter know that you will follow through with that together. And let her know that in short order, she's going to need to become involved in positive school activities, get exercise, come to the table and eat dinner with her parents every night, and clean her room and do chores when asked. And starting right now, she's going to need to start by cleaning her room and eating dinner with the family. Next, remind her that Wi-Fi access is a privilege, and privileges are earned by managing responsibilities and having a good attitude. Two simple things: responsibilities, good attitude. Not just school responsibilities in her case, she's got the other responsibilities. How does all this sound to you, Virginia? Well, I'm guessing you're thinking, Neil, you don't know our daughter. She won't let us get through the first sentence before she storms off. Or, Neil, you have no idea how she'll blow up. Well, how do I know? Because I've seen this so many times. And what happens is, after the initial blow up and resistance, the new normal sets in and things move forward in a much more positive way. I've seen it tens of times, hundreds of times. If your daughter won't let you get your words out before storming off, write it all down, give it to her, and turn off the Wi-Fi. Yes, you heard me. Turn off the Wi-Fi. That will get her attention and she'll be more willing to listen and cooperate. You can set up your Wi-Fi these days so that you can have it on or off for specific devices. So check with your technology information source for how to do that. So listeners, adolescent anxiety is quite rampant these days. The current social climate is less compassionate. There's more bullying. Kids are on their devices constantly, and the anxiety that they might be missing out on something and the impact of constant device stimulation on the brain. These are all factors that build anxiety. And parents are too often on their devices constantly as well, role modeling the behavior and offering less connection to each other and to their kids. When we get into negative patterns trying to deal with these issues, as Virginia did, adolescent development can be seriously compromised. Here's my challenge to all of us. Let's ask ourselves this question. Are we backing off of important limits and expectations because we're concerned about our kids' reactions? Our kids need and deserve positive and empowered parents in order to grow to be positive and empowered young adults. And that's the goal, right? Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone. And please do feel free to come to my website, neildbrown.com, and sign up for my weekly newsletter where there's plenty of helpful stuff there right now, plenty more in the pipeline. I'd love to have a chance to answer your question that you could submit at neildbrown.com/submit. And please take care of yourselves. You won't have any room to learn and grow if you're in burnout. And besides, you need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.